I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Eves, and you're listening to This Day in History class, a show that makes time travel a little bit easier. Today is October 24th, 2019. The day was October 24th, 1975. An estimated 90% of women in Iceland went on strike to show how integral their work was to the success of the economy and society. The United Nations designated 1975 International Women's Year. But at the time, women in Iceland still earned around 40% less than men. A radical feminist group called the Red Stockings proposed putting on a strike to protest low pay and emphasize the importance of women's work inside and outside of the home. A committee with representatives from five women's organizations in Iceland that was set up to organize events for International Women's Year agreed to the strike. The strike was marketed as Women's Day Off, since calling it a day off was more palatable to employers, would appeal to more people who might be penalized for striking, and would likely get more media support. The organizers chose United Nations Day, October 24th, to conduct the strike. The New York Times reported that many men treated the strike as a joke when it was first announced. But on October 25th, women across the country took the day off from their paid jobs and their work at home to gather in the streets. An estimated 25,000 women rallied in Reykjavik, the capital of Iceland, to listen to speeches, sing, and protest the undervaluing of their work. At the time, the population of Iceland was 220,000. Because so many people skipped their jobs for the day, industries shut down. Newspapers were not printed since most typesetters were women. Schools were partially or completely closed, and telephone services went down. Airlines had to cancel flights due to a lack of flight attendants, and bank executives worked as tellers for the day. Fish factories, nurseries, and shops also shut down or operated at reduced capacity for the day. Many companies had to arrange for men to bring their children into their jobs. When women operating the presses at Morgenbladet, a conservative newspaper, returned to work at midnight, the next day's paper was shorter than usual and was solely about the strike. Iceland has had an act on equal pay for equal work since 1961, but the gender pay gap persisted, and the Gender Equality Council was formed in Iceland in 1976. Parliament passed the Gender Equality Act, which prohibited gender discrimination in workplaces and schools, stating that men and women should be paid equally for work of equal value. The act didn't change gender disparity in wages and employment in a major way immediately, but the protest did achieve its goal of disrupting society so that people were compelled to think about the value of women's work. Vigdís Finnbogadóttir became Iceland's and Europe's first democratically, directly elected female president in 1980. Since the 1975 strike, Icelandic women have continued to leave work early in protest of low pay. There is still a gender pay gap in Iceland. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can find us on social media at TDIHC Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also shoot us an email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.